דף למטס ומן א' two נקודות to handle one למטס ומן א' and למטס ומן ב' first needin is really ימי הנידה והזיבה זה שני דמישנו כל אחד עשו יוים מחס בסטיירו גשו לא יבוד כשו אגן אמצע יזיד לא יבוד כתביר so this din כל אחד עשו יוים מחס בסטיירו is what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. There's four pshatim in the Gemara what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. According to Yehuda, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that these, it's referring to the Yud Alef Yoyim. Akul Yam, it's referring to the Yud Alef Yoyim Achar Yimei Anidus. From Ches through Yud Ches. That Lefir Yehuda, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that she's not Mokhiv in Bediko. She's Beches Kizter and she doesn't need Bediko. According to Rav Chizda, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that a Libud Rav Meir that holds that Isha Shein Lavest is a Surah Labarda, Shema Tekal Shalem, and meaning also, nevertheless, in the Yud Alef Yom of Yimei Ziva, she's Mesulek in Zamu, and Ski Isha Shein Lavest, she's Meteres Tashamish. The third Pshat is Rav's Pshat, which is Masak Bit Yuvto, but Rav learns that the Chiddush is that somebody that sees in these days, you say Daya Shaito. And the last Pshat is Rav Chibar Bar. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that she's not kavas vest b'seichim eizivos. Agav, the Maravans Maher, that l'chur the hemshech of the Mishnah, the seif of the Mishnah, al yimei azoy v'azov v'shemer yisim kinaginim reilu b'ches nistumo, l'chur only passes, only works out according to Rav Yehuda's pshat, that it's telling b'diko. Because the seif of the Mishnah, al yimei azoy v'azov v'shemer yisim kinaginim reilu b'ches nistumo. What does it mean b'ches nistumo? Klapi what? Says the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, it's the Chorah that's the Pashtas. Klapi Tumah, that she's Bechestas Tumah, that she's Mechuyav as a Bediko. So Kumtas, the Reisha and the Seifa, Pashtas, the Seifa, when you say Bechestas Tumah, is in contrast to the Reisha that we say Bechestas Taro, we say that these Nashim are Bechestas Tumah. So the Chorah only works out, the contrast only works out, according to Rav Yehuda. The Reisha of the Mishnah is telling me, Kol Achad Asiyim Bechestas Taro, with regard to what? With regard to Bedikos, so they're not Mechuyav to make a Bediko. And the Seifa's admission is telling you, no. You may azov azov shemaytim kinegiyim really becheskes tumo. The gabi one she's becheskes tumo. Copy that what she said. She's becheskes tara that she doesn't need a bdiko. We're saying that these nashim are becheskes tumo that do need a bdiko. According to everybody else, that is when you get to the remeir, the remeir, the yeshaytu kedoyme. Then what's the hemshech bechlal of becheskes tumo? In kamukayim laharich he says, but if look at the chos b'tzala. Chos b'tzala wants to be mechadish in the second teretz. He wants to be mechadish that the kuli alma. Everybody's masking to the dinner of Yehuda. The whole machlekes in Samaroyim is just can't sign that the Mishnah is coming to tell me something else. Why? It says it's a diktuk in the Lashon of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol acharis yoyim b'cheskes tera. Yoshva v'leibotka, shoga nentzer yizid v'leibotka tera. What does it mean, Yoshva? The Chorinim ask, Archlaner, Oid, Chos Metzal. What is it, Yoshva lo v'leibotka? What's that referring to? The Hemshech of the Mishnah already tells me, Shoyig meizid nenas. So what's Yoshva lo v'leibotka? In what case? What hasn't been covered? The Yashu Loi Loi Vodka is going to be Mechadish. Says the Chacham Tzal. Basically, Yashu Loi Vodka, and Echonam is not going to be Mechadish anything. It's just coming to tell you, like Rashi says, Akol Rashim Koyi, Lav La Leil Hader. It's a Nayitzir. It's not going back on that which we said beforehand. Akol Echadas Yom Chaz Kester, rather we're talking about something else. Yashu Loi Vodka, Shagan Nintz Mezid, Loi Vodka Ter. We're talking about Akol Rashim. So Kumto is that this Yitur in the Mishnah, this Yitur in the Mishnah of Yashua Yilvotka is coming to tell me that this is talking about regular woman and not by the woman of Yud Alef Yoyim. So read in the Kuli Alma, in Yashua Yilvotka, it's already Meduyik, like the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda, that in Echanami, Kol Achasi, Mechazkas Taira, that's clapping, whatever you hold, that's clapping, like the different Shatam of the Gemara. But the Yashua Yilvotka is Meduyik, like Rav Yehuda says, Yashua Yilvotka, that this is talking about a lady. Not the lady that we're talking about beforehand. Such a lady, Yashua Levodka, is Mechuyavis Bebediko. If she wasn't Vedic, then this is going to be her din. But the whole point we see from here, Yashua Levodka, we're talking about a different lady. Such a lady is Mechuyavis Bebediko. As opposed to somebody we're talking about beforehand, who's not Mechuyavis Bebediko. So, Lekuli Alma, it's Meduyik in the Mishnah, that the lady from beforehand is not Mechuyavis Bebediko. But merely, the safe of the Mishnah, Lekuli Alma is talking about Bebediko. Because according to Lekuli Alma, beginning of the Mishnah is handling also Bebediko. It's Bederek Agav. Lamaisa, the last pshat which the Gemara handles, the last pshat of the Mishnah which the Gemara really goes marichas to handle, is Rav Huna Bar Chiya on Rav Shmuel's pshat. Sheinu kevas loves bimei zivasa. then a woman cannot be kaveh a ves. Now, lachur, this din is a stirum of reshes to the din to the shita sarambam. You do the shita sarambam, I think kamat, almost the entire chabura has this in one way or another. Either as a raya to Rashi, as a kashat on the Rambam, most of the people were ma'ur this nekuda in the sugya. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Rav Rishonim. The Rambam holds that the lashon of the Rambam, paragvav halacha vav in Suri Biyu, kol yemei ha'isha miyoyim sheikva laves ad shetomus hoyad sheyakar haves liyamacher tisper la'olam shiva mitkilas yom haves vacharein vacharein achanasar shiva vacharein achanasar. The shita of the Rambam is that when a woman is kaveh vest for the first time, she can be 12 and a half years old, she's kaveh her vest, she sees every 26 days. Then from then on, she counts. From then on, the time she's kaveh her vest, she counts for the rest of her life. Unless she has a child, then she hits the reset button. Aside from that, says the Rambam, she counts the rest of her life, the next 30, 40 years, whatever it is, 7-11. The first 7 days are Yimei Nidus, the next 11 days after that Yimei Ziva, the next, so that, in other words, 0 to 7 is Yimei Nidus, from 8 through 18 is Yimei Ziva, from 19 through 26 to 26 is once again Yimei Nido, from 27 on till 37, through 37 would be Yimei Ziva. And that's how it continues. Keeps on going. And so she says, "V'tizor." You have to remember, she messed up the first year that she was. She got her vest, and she wasn't keeping cheshbon. For the rest of her life, she's off. She has to be able to keep cheshbon. She knows from the first time she saw when's Yimei Nidus. From then on, 7-11. That way, she'll always know where she's seeing. If she sees, she'll know if she's holding the Yimei Nidus, that she'll have to be sefer Zayin Yomim. Or she's Yimei Ziva. She'll be Shemir Yisrael Kevin Agadim. She sees 2 days for 1 or 2 days. If she sees 3 days, she'll be Zavu Gedolah. But she always has to keep cheshbon. Now, Rav Rishonim, the Ramban, Barichos, and Afnan Dalad, and the Ran, Rashi, in Erechin, also the Rashi in Nido, a few places on Ayin Aleph, Rashi in Erechin, Chesam and Beis, Rabbi Yoyin and Brachas, we saw, they hold not that way. The Chirlik B'tarta. First of all, that which he says, that as soon as you finish the 11 days of Ziva, you go automatically, reset the clock, and you go to Nido, say the Rav Rishonim, that's not true. A woman that's a Zava, until she's gomer with Yimei Ziva, she does not go back to Yimei Nidus. L'mashal, if a woman becomes a Zava Gdeva, she sees on day 8, 9, and 10, which are Yimei Ziva, and she starts counting her Zayin Akim, and then in the middle, on the 5th day of Zayin Akim, which is day 15, she sees Dam again, she has to start again her Zayin Akim, that means she's going now from the 15th day, she has got to count to day 22. This is all considered Yimei Ziva. Until she finishes with her Yimei Ziva, Dainu. She finishes counting the Zayin Akim to get out of the Yimei Ziv. She does not start the Yimei Nidus. That means it's theoretically possible, if a woman does not count Zayin Akim, that she could be a Zava for 200 days. Or she sees Dam for 100 days straight. She's Safa for 20 days straight. This is all Yimei Zivus. She doesn't automatically kick back into Yimei Nidus. She's the first to begin with Yimei Zivus. And only afterwards does she continue into Yimei Nidus.
She's not Toivo, I'm saying.
If she's not Toivo. She's gonna have to wait 7 days anyhow.
Right.
We'll have to get there. It's not so far. If she doesn't count the Zayin Akim when she gets up to Yimei Nidus, then Zikr it is.
So she didn't.
We're gonna leave off the questions, just in general. Dalam was Mar. Maybe we should leave the questions for the end just because it's gonna drag out the ball. That's something which is not clear, then please be ma'ur. But as I think questions, maybe we'll leave for that. The Mamela says the Ramban, that's the first you say that he's chelik on the Rambam. I'm sorry, He says that which it's you don't automatically after 11 days, day 19, go back to Yimei Nidus. It depends. If you finish Yimei Ziva, then you do it. If you haven't finished, then you don't. That's the first you say. The second Yisrael that he says, Yisrael Lekon, is he says that what you said that after Yimei Zivus, you start again Yimei Nidus, that's not true. You don't automatically start Yimei Nidus. You start Yimei, the Gemara says, yeah, just careful. The There is a Gemara in the Chayim Beis and Beis that brings down it's Halacha Meish Mitzinai. Achadas are Yerim Shemei Nida Lenida, Halacha Meish Mitzinai. The 11 days between Nida Lenida is Halacha Meish Mitzinai. So it's the Chorus Mefurish. And after 11 days, you go back to Meinidas. But that is Yomim, like the Rishonim say, Yomim Haruim Lenidas. Even if you look at the Rambam over there, in Halacha, in Perek Vav, before Halacha Vav, Halacha Gimel Dalet Hey, he also says that when it says Bein Nida Lenida, it means Yomim Haruim Lenida. If she sees, it's Yimei Nidas. Oh, that's all that it means. Bein Nida Lenida means Bein Yomim, which she was a Nida, to the Yomim, which are ruim for her to be a Nida. But let's say she doesn't see. So according to the Rambam, if she doesn't see in those 7 days, she saw, we're holding by day 19, which is, she's after Yimei Nidas. If she hasn't seen from 19 to through 26, then she goes automatically Bein Zivas. According to the rest of the Rishonim, that's not true. If she doesn't see from 19 to 26, and then she sees on day 29, Amasho, then she starts Yimei Nidus. It means Yomim Haruim Lenidus. After she finishes the cycle of 18 days, then we go back that it's Shaykh to restart, and the next time she sees, she's going to be a Nida. Doesn't make a difference if the next time she sees is within those 7 days, or the next time she sees is in 6 years. The next time that she sees, she's going to start her Nidus again. That's how Rebbe the Rishonim go. Now, there's a few basic kashas on the Rambam. First of all, the etzim din, or you know, beninus that we say, stam isha, which means rev nashim, or stam nashim nesik, lalam and yirim. According to the Rambam, how could that be? In Unzra Sugi it says, that's the chiddush of the mission according to Rav Chiya Bar Ono, that you cannot be a kaveh avest, it means yivasa. According to the Rambam, day 30 always comes up, it means yivasa. Asay frekta vishenu. It's always from day 26. Or day 27 through 37, that's always Yimei Ziv according to the Rambam, if you continue the cycle. According to the rest of the Rishonim, it's not Shver. As soon as you finish the 18 days, then if she doesn't see till day 30, that starts Yimei Nidus. But according to the Rambam, where it never stops, you never stop the cycle, Nidus Ziva, so she's already holding the Meia Ziva, the second round of Yimei Ziva. If it's always on the 30th day, she's Yimei Ziva also. How could you be Kevei Avest? The second RL is from Netzim Sugya. The Sugya says that The Gemara says that if a woman has a vest of war for Yom Tezvav, she's seen on Yom Tezvav 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Shinsel Yom Chof, Pamachas, Pamayim, 3 times. Then she's Kaveya for Yom Chof. But until she's Kaveya for Yom Chof, she's only saw 1 time Yom Chof, 2 times, she's Cheshit for both of them. So the Gemara says, that's the Dafka in the case. It has to be that it was, when we say 15 days, it means 15 days not from the Re'iyah, rather 15 days from the Tefillah. And when we say 20 days, it doesn't mean 20 days from the Re'iyah, it means 20 days from the Tefillah. Why? Because day 15, if it's from the Re'iyah, that's Bimei Ziva. Bimei Ziva, a woman can't be Kaveya Vest. So it has to be, when it says 15, it means 15 from the Tefillah, which is 7 days later, which comes out to be day 22. Day 22 is in Echanami, is in the Yimei Nidus. Since Yimei Nidus, primarily you could be Kaveh Aves. The only problem is, like the Marashan, the Maram, or Mahir, and really the Ramban and the Ran, is the same Kasha on Daf Nun Dalet, when they're handling the Shittas of Rambam, is that the second half doesn't work out now. What if the Yom Chav Zayin? If she was now, we said, when we say that she was Kaveh on Tezvav, and she changed to Chof, so that means, and we said that Tezvav doesn't mean Tezvav L'Riyasa, rather Tezvav L'Tvilasa. So 15 really means 22, which is the end of the Riyah. And 20 doesn't mean 20, rather means 27, because it's always from the end of the Riyah. So come to this, day 27 is not Yimei Nidus anymore, according to the Rambam. Once you hit 26, you're out of Yimei Nidus. You're in Yimei Ziva. So says the Marshal, Lachor, Mikan Raya, Mikan Nira Hechrech, Hechrech, Lashitas Rashi Varamban, Zoktim. He actually brings it from Amud Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that the fear of Papa, you count the Nido Pischa, Me'esim Nazayin Manin. That from the Yimei Nidus, the Cheshbana, when she has to be Choshish, the next time, that you count from Yimei, from Yom Chav Zayin, for the 27th day. And the 27th day is Yimei Zivas. Why would you start resetting the clock and counting Yimei Nidus Yimei Zivas from day 27? The third day 27 is the Moli Yimei Zivas. Can't be Kaveh Avest Yimei Zivas. Why would you start Yimei Nidus from then? Now, it's the Chorish Shver Kash on the Rambam. Chav Zayin, it can't be Kaveh. First of all, the first Shaila that we asked, that it's Oyna Beinu Nis, and the Shaila also, But it's not so much Lefi Shittas Rashi also, like the Marashan of Aram Amar. Lefi Shittas Rashi also, how does it work? Let's make the cheshbon. A woman saw Tezvach, Tezvach, Tezvach. So the Gemara says, you cannot be Koveya, because that's Bimei Zivam. Now, that's not true according to Rashi. According to Shittas Rashi, it's not always Bimei Zivam. Why? She saw on day 15 from her original Riyah. That's Bimei Zivam. So now she saw for, let's say, the Lashon, she saw for one day, she's a Shemir Yisim Kenegin Yir. She sees 15 days later. 15 days later, that means she's already out of her Yimei Zivah. She passed by day 18, she's out of Yimei Zivah. And the next time she sees, whatever it's going to be that she's going to see, that's going to start the Yimei Zivah again. So that means, day now, 15 days later, it's day 29. Day 29 is, you count the day that she saw as the beginning of the end, so she's holding by day 29. Day 29 is, once again, Yimei Zivah. Because she hasn't seen after Yimei Zivah, according to Rashi and Ramban, she only starts Yimei Zivah from the first time that she sees after she finished Yimei Zivah. No matter when that first time is, that's when she starts Yimei Zivah. So it doesn't make a difference if it's day 29, day 290, day 2950. Whenever it is the first time that she's going to see after she finishes Yimei Zivah, that's when she starts Yimei Zivah. So come tell us, the first 15 that she saw, Tezvav, Tezvav, Tezvav. We said she can't be Kaveh against Yimei Zivah. That's not true. The first Tezvav and Echonam is Yimei Zivah. The second Tezvav is not Yimei Zivah. And the third Tezvah, once again, goes back to Yehudas. So says Marsha, Nechanami, Taka v'fishitas Rashi, when we say that you can't be Kirveya, Tezvah, 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 because Meizivas, we're only referring to the first and the third time. But Nechanami, the second time is Meinidus. Maram wants to tell her that in Nechanami she saw a few other times, she saw five times. She saw 15, which was Meizivas, second time was Meinidus, third time was Meizivas, fourth time is Meinidus, fifth time is Meizivas. And theoretically, you should have been Kirveya. Nevertheless, you're not Kaveya since it's Bimei Ziv. That's how they want to go. Agav, Yishler, as the Meinido, Shlomo Kluger is murdered. Then why did the Gemara just say over here? It can't be, says Shmuel, Lo Yishonu, Amri Yudam Shmuel, Lo Yishonu, Tezvav Letvilasa. This case doesn't make sense. It can't be Tezvav, 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 because Tezvav is a Mei Zivah. So it has to be Tezvav Letvilasa, not Tezvav Letvilasa. In fact, the main need, why did the Gemara just that sign that the Gemara is talking about a Vesta Chodesh? Who says over here that we're talking about a Vesta for Aflogis? Why can we say it's talking about Vesta Chodesh? Tezvav, 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 Lachodesh. And you switch to Chof Lachodesh. And we're not talking about Yimei Nidus, Yimei Zivus Bechlal. What? So I saw Daniel Chami, somebody, Vlad Sarachim. I saw Bishim Chochom Echol, they wanted a time, and then Mikan Rayat and Ramban. From here you have a Rayat and a Ramban. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Vice this, that there's talking no such thing. As a Vesta Chodesh Bechal, like we saw the Ramban holds on Daf Samach Dalet, that there's no such thing as a Vesta Pliya Das Mimeni Lizgav Al Yuchala. How is it shayach that it can be that there's such thing as a Vesta Chodesh? But maybe, well, you have a Raya Mufreshes, like the Ramban, from the fact that he's more than that time, the Sugi like this. Only one small R, and that is, why did the Ramban bring it as a Raya? There's Gemara Mufreshes like the Ramban, and he's busy with Svaras, Otu Shippur Gurm, he's a chayach that the Shaver Bezin can be Gurm. And he's even made the mixas at the end of the day that Tezvav works. This Gemara refreshes like the Ramban. What's up, Shad? I thought Ulai, maybe Balabatish, but the Diktuk Aloshin is talking not that way. The Diktuk Aloshin, the Gemara Fashtate was talking about Aflogo. Because whenever we're talking about Yom HaChodesh, the Gemara says it, on Rama Beis. Kigoyin Dechazi, Reish Yarcha, Reish Yarcha, Vesem Chamisha Beyarcha, Reish Yarcha. The Gemara always is Medaik, when we're talking about Yom HaChodesh, it says Reish Yarcha. And that was the whole Shiloh on Daf Samach Dalet. And we had the machlekes over there. That was the big shayla. Itmar Ross Yim Chamish Aser Lachodesh Zeh Yim Tezayin Lachodesh Zeh Yim Shav Aser Lachodesh Zeh. Why did you say Tezvav Tezayin Tezayin? Why Lachodesh? That was all shayla. So vice versa, there must be that there's such thing as the rest of Yim Achodesh, and that's why it works out over here. Meduktik in the Gemara where it doesn't say Yim Achodesh. So we're not gonna have the Gemara first day that the pashtus through kimto to be able to zetzanayin to be made Achodesh. And then he says you don't have to make two kimto. The pashtus more is not the way. No, we just said it. Talmud Raflo. The lady Mistafino. Right, Mokhach is it's not. It's all right. Dictum. This is only a dictum. It's not a rhyme for Reshes. Now, what can we say with Das Rambam? So just to give one of the Mahalchim, one of the more famous Mahalchim, is Chavazas. That was Das in Kuf Pei Gimel. Aleph. In Ois Aleph, once we Das Rambam, he says that the Rambam says in Surabiya Ches Tes, that isha kivaz ves b'meini dusa she'in raya behen. A woman can be kivay al ves b'meini dusa, which is not raya behen. The truth is that the Rabbi and the Ramban say that the same thing applies to b'mei zivus. That a woman is allowed to be kivay al ves b'mei zivus she'in raya behen. The Mepharshim are Masber, the Nesi Kilo Masber, the Rambam. The Rambam holds that which we said, Dafir Aleph, Taylor saw. Dafir Aleph says that a woman can't be Kaveh Avest. The meaning does that, depends. And the Yechman don't reach Kavas Laves, the Sechem in Dosa, Tivdo, Timo Kav Laves, I'm a Rabbi Yechman, Kimi Ano, I mean, I know the Chazite in Mimayim Sosa. I'm a Chazite in Mimayim Pasua, Lo Yam. There's a fellow between whether or not a woman sees Mimayim Pasua or Mimayim Sosa. What does it mean, Mimayim Pasua, Mimayim Sosa? Rashi gives two Pshotim, Tesla sounds of them. I'm not going to get into it, so it's not the Nakud here. The Ramam Kinir learns, says the Raisa Kalim, that Mimayim Pasuach Mimayim Sasam means whether or not she saw those days or she didn't see those days. In other words, even though the Rambam holds that a woman sees 7 Yimei Nida, 11 Yimei Ziva. 7 Yimei Nida, 11 Yimei Ziva. There's a difference between the Yimei Nida that she saw it and the Yimei Nida that she didn't see it. The Yimei Nida that she saw it in the Hanami, that's Mimayim Pasuach, she cannot be Kaveh Avest in those days. However, for the Yimei Nida that she didn't see him, the Hainu, from day 19, let's say, she saw on the day 1, she's a Nida for the next 7 days. From day 8 she starts Yimei Nidus. She sees till day 19. From day 19 she starts Yimei Nidus again. Now in these Yimei Nidus, day 19 to day 26, and from day 26 and on, these are Yimei Nida that let's say she didn't see. These are Yimei Nida, which theoretically if she sees there are Yimei Nida. However, if she doesn't see, then she's gonna just continue on afterwards. In these days she could be Kaveh Avest. These are considered Yom She'in Arayah Behem. This is Yimei Nida She'in Arayah Behem, Yimei Ziva She'in Arayah Behem. And even if the first set of Yimei Nida Ziva she didn't see also, from day 8 to day 18, she didn't see it, she still can't be Kaveh, because that's coming after the Yimei Nida that she did see. So it's a Hemshech Yimei Nida that she did see. However, Yimei Ziva, which she didn't see in other words, coming after Yimei Nida that she didn't see, she hasn't seen, she saw day 1, and she didn't see afterwards till day 29. So she's theoretically in Yimei Ziva. In those days, she could be Kaveh Avest. The Meva, he says, it's partial that Lafidus, it could be Kaveh Avest on Yom Lamed. Yom Lamed, which is in Abedinus, because this is Yimei Ziva, Shein Araya Behen. That which I told you, you can't be Kaveh in Yimei Ziva, that's because those Yimei Ziva, she's Kilu Misulek is Dhamma. Which Yimei Ziva she's Misulek is Dhamma? Like Shein Torah, it says, Ishik Yosef Zayv Dhamma, Yomim Rabim, Bolay Yis Nidasa. After a woman sees 7 days of Nidus, she should not be seeing any more than that. Anything that she's seeing more than that, Lashon Rabban al Torah, is that it's like a chili, that she's seeing more than 7 days, it's not a normal zach. The eighth nidos is the first 7 days. The next 11 days, she shouldn't be seeing. If she sees in those days, that's zivus. That's a chili, that turns her into a zom. It's loy eighth nidos. That's only the 11 days that come miyad after the 7 days that you saw. But when you come to the next cycle, and you saw after those 11 days, you went through another 7 days that she didn't see, and now she's only by 11 days of the next Yimei Ziva, so that's not a chuli if she sees during those days. Why is that a chuli? It's only if she saw more days than the normal amount of nidus, that's not a normal zach. But if she sees at a time which is not coming off of the Yimei Nidus, the second round of nidus, if she didn't see the 7 days of nidus afterwards, and then she saw during the 11 days after those 7 days, in the Hanami she is able to be Kaveh Avest, that's Yimei Ziva. Oh, so the first time she will be a Zavah Gedolah. But let's say she's Kaveh Avest. In a Hanami, let's say, or for Ein Abeinonis, for the Yom Shleishim. Let's say, Lamashon. He says, just to get it a little clearer. So he says, he adds on, he says also, it's Meduktik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says, in the Rambam that I read before him, Kol Yimei Ha'isha Miyoyim She'ikva Lovest Ad She'Tomas. Oit She'akar Vest, Niyoyim Acher. From the time that a woman is Kaveh Avest, she starts counting. Meduyek, that the whole thing that we're talking about is by Isha Sheyesh Lavest. Isha Sheyesh Lavest, that's when we make the entire cheshbon. What's that? She's a woman's Kaveh Avest that she saw 3 times on the same day. Same day, she's Kaveh Avest. Chobez, the Chodesh. Once she's Kaveh that she's seeing. That's the Pashas the Rama. That's the Pashas the Rama. That's what everybody says in the Kasha. The Chavis Da says that once she's Kaveh Avest, this whole thing that you do 7-11, 7-11 is Isha She'in Lavest. Once she's Kaveh Avest, So that means she sees every 29 days. So once she hits that 29th day, even though it's Yimei Ziva, since she's already been Kaveh Avest, so you can't tell me that this is B'lai Eis Nidasa. This is Eis Nidasa, this is the Zman Kaveh Avest. If that's the Zman Kaveh Avest, so Mamela, you're always going to start the Yimei Nidus again from the time that she has Avest. So two Chedushim, basically two Yisaidis, two great Yisaidis that Chavos Da'at says with Dasa Rambam. The first is, which he narrows the difference between the Rambam and the rest of the Rishonim. First of all, in a Chanami that the Rambam holds, that 7-11, you always continue, even whether you saw or you didn't see, you continue 7-11. But the only time you can't be Kaveh Avest, that which is stated in Unzer Sugya, that you cannot be Kaveh Avest from Yimei Zivasa, that's only the first set of 11 days that are Yimei Ziva, after the days of Yimei Nidus that she saw. But the next set of Yimei Ziva, if they're coming after Yimei Nidus that she didn't see, then in a Chanami she's able to be Kaveh Avest. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, when she is Kaveh Avest, in a Chanami, maybe the first time that she sees Yimei Ziva, she's going to be a Zavuk Tana, and or Zavuk Dele, whatever it's going to be. But the third time that she sees, the first time she sees Chav Tes, that's Yimei Ziva. So she can't be Kaveh Avest, which we say that she's a Zavuk. However, the second time, the third time, once she's already Kaveh Avest, being Chav Tes, so that turns into Eis Nidasa. You can't say that's Loi Eis Nidasa. That's Eis Nidasa. She sees every month in Yom Chav Tes. But meanwhile, that turns into Eis Nidasa, and once again, she restarts the clock every month. She's going to reset her clock and start the 7-11.
She's going to be
Zayin
Akim
and
carbon if she sees
on her vest. She's not going to have the Zayin Akim. This is Nidus. It's not Zivus.
So we ruin the whole 7-11.
That's exactly right. In a Chanami, according to this, 7-11 doesn't mean that there's a custom that you close your eyes and you do 7-11. Depends, 7-11. But really, it's much watered down from the Chiddush of the Rambam. Pashas, the Baal Batash, the way they look at the Rambam is not Baal Batash, that's how all the Rishonim understood the Rambam. The Rishonim understood that you go 7-11. No matter where you are, it doesn't make a difference. Well, yes, how could it be? How could it be Stam Nashim Si Shleishim Yerim? That's Yimei Zivus. How could it be in Uzur Sugi? It says that you count from Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin is Yimei Zivus. The Torah says, no, you could be Kaveh. Even according to the Rambam, you could be Kaveh if it's not Yimei Zivus, the same with Yimei Nidus. And once you're Kaveh and those Yimei Zivus, in the Chanami, it starts again. The Yimei Nidus once again.
Well,
she's going to start the Cheshbon again from now. She has to count every month, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't make, if she has a Ves Kavua, the fact that when she was 12 and a half years old, she doesn't know when she starts, it doesn't make a difference. Because every Ves Kavua, she starts again the Cheshbon. And the Yom Chavtesh, she starts again counting 7, counting 10. Each line Lefi this though, I wasn't exactly clear how it works out Lefi the... This case, when she switches only once to Chav Zayin, she saw Chav Beis, Chav Beis, Chav Beis. She saw 22, 22, 22, which is Yimei Zivah. So the last time she switched to Chav Zayin, she turned to Yimei Zivah. So, it says Lefi Rapapa, we count the Yimei Zivahs and Yimei Zivahs from Chav Zayin. Now, her, we shouldn't do that. The only time that we're going to count from Chav Zayin is dafka once she was Kaveh Avest for Chav Zayin. Then it turns into Eis Nidasa, and you can start counting the Meinidus and Zivus from there. But if it only happened one time, why would you start counting the Meinidus and Zivus from that day? It only happened once. It should be considered Mei Zivus. A little R. That's the Shitas HaRambam, just how it's, it shouldn't be a theorem of Hereshes from Unzer Sukkot, Shitas HaRambam. Her, that's how the Chavos Da'at goes, to be Mazber and Shita. That's the first Nekuda. Second Nekuda, we really want to handle. I think the Oilim is in the middle, so we're not going to get into it too much. But also, many of the Oilim were bothered by this, by Rav Papa Shita. We have Machlekes over here between Rav Papa and Rav Brady Yeshua. Rav Papa holds that a woman that sees on Chav Beis, day 22, and then she switches to day 27. She has to be choshesh for both day 22 and day 27. She's choshesh for day 22 because she has a ves kavua for 22 that she wasn't making. She has to be choshesh for day 27 because day 27 is ves sheina kavua. Ves sheina kavua for this past month, she has to be choshesh. From what day is she choshesh 22 days? Says Rav Papa, you have to be choshesh the 22 days that you have a ves kavua, not from the day that she saw La Maisa, which was day 27, rather from the day that she should have seen. She should have seen day 22. What happened? She didn't see day 22, she saw day 27. Says Rav Papa, nevertheless, he still should reckon the cheshbon of the Vestas of the 22 from day 22. Not from day 27. Moshe Ginevuna says, no, that's not true. You reckon from the day that she saw La Maisa. Okay, fine, we're turning Vilta. That's how the chickens work. Sumustema. Al Derech Zeh. That's how the body of Isha works also. The shell is, what's out of Papa? The Pashtas is like a Punim Radio Shua. And even though Ken Zayim we don't pass him like a papa, but we'll see that it comes out a lot of things are negel alafa lemaisa. This yisurid of a papa that come out into play. A lot of times the Rav Huna b'Yehuda Shu maybe is master. So I saw the Chazon Ish wants a tain in Pei Hei Chof Tes. The Chazon Ish wants a tain, he's going really with Asar Ramban. He says that the machlek is between Rav Papa and Rav Huna is how do we reckon the Vest of Afloga. It's Pashtus, the way that you understand Vest of Afloga, it's like the Ramban says in Afsamach Dalad, so last sugya, that a woman, her body, every month, the body, the blood builds up inside of the body, and after a certain amount of times, Mismali Venefetzes, Kiloshin Ramban. Fills up, and after a certain amount of time, it empties out. Fills up again, and empties out. That's why she has a flow for 30 days, or 26 days, or 33 days, whatever it is. Because it takes that amount of time for the blood to fill up the body, and then it comes out. If that's the case, so in this case, when a woman saw 22, 22, 22, and then she didn't see the next month of 22, she saw 27. So now, her cycle should be starting again from 27, not from 22. So what's the tzad in the mouth? It should start from 22. That's the pashtus of how you learn haflogo. And if you that, Rapapa makes no sense. If you look at the Chazon Ish wants a taina. The Rapapa held that haflogo says like Yom HaChodesh. The same way that by Yom HaChodesh, if a woman has a vest kavua for Gimel HaChodesh, she saw Gimel, five times she saw Gimel HaChodesh. The next month she didn't see on Gimel. She saw on Chof Aleph. She was 18 days later than she should have seen. Does she have to be Chodesh the next month on Gimel? Or does she have to be Chodesh the next month on Chof Aleph? Pasha that she has to be chayish the next month of Gimel. She just saw 15 days ago. She just saw whatever it is, 10 days ago. Doesn't make a difference. We're chayish that the yom achayish is what's good for her to see. But Mela, no matter when she sees Lamaisa, or once she has a vest kavu, I have to be chayish when she's going to hit that day that we know in the past that's been good for her to see. You have to be chayish that she's going to see. Pasha that only applies to yom achayish. Says her papa, no, that applies to Flava also. And Afloga, the same way that the Yom HaChodesh is Gerim her to see, so too a certain amount of days that pass is Gerim her to see. Not specifically in her body. A certain amount of days that pass, that's what's Gerim her to see. Immediately, even if she didn't see, this is the Gram. The 22 days caused her to see. After 22 days, she hasn't seen, she continues. Okay, so for maybe the time she didn't see. But we have to be Chodesh the next time that she's going to see on that time. The same way that by Gimel HaChodesh, she didn't see Gimel HaChodesh for next month. So to our year. She didn't see 22, so you have to be Chodesh for 44. She didn't see 44, you have to be Chodesh for 66. Okay, David. He wants to go so far to say that Mamela, what's going to be if she sees, she doesn't see on 22. She saw 22, 22, 22, every 22 days she saw. Then she saw 27. And then from 27, she saw 22, 22, 22, 22. So he says, you're Iker, your original vest. Why? Because you haven't seen 22. According to your original cheshbon, you should have seen day 1, day 22, day 44, day 66, day 88. Every 22 days you should be seeing. And what happened? After day 66, she didn't see on day 66. She saw on day 71, 5 days later. And then day 71, she saw 22 days later. On day 93, day 115, day 137. So she's been off cycle. Because according to her cheshbon, she should have seen 22, 44, 66, 88. Thank you. 110. I'm missing up the cheshbon. Whatever it is, according to your cheshbon, that's what she should have seen. Mamela, if she went 5 days off and then continued to 22, 22, 22, she's already been her best. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to tell you. Now, this works out in the Ramban. Shita in the Ramban, I don't know if the Eilim saw. The Shita in the Ramban is that the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Raya of Rav Papa, from Chazoy Reish Yarcha v'chamisha b'yarcha Reish Yarcha v'chamisha b'yarcha. That was the Ramban learns, despite the fact that it says Yarcha, the Ramban learns the Shita saying that it's talking about Afladis. Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, we saw the last sugya Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, they quote this Gemara as talking about Yemei HaChodesh. However, the Ramban learns, the Ramban Ritual, they learn that it's going by Afladis. So it's very good. You could say Rava, Rapapa and Rav Huna and Machlekes Benigea to how do you rechen Haflogis? Because Haflogis rechen like Yemei HaChodesh and brought a raya from Haflogis. But if you learn Kepashas Lashon HaGemara, which like Rashi learns and Tosfos later on learns that the raya of Rapapa, Reish Yarcha, is talking about Yemei HaChodesh. So what's his raya of Haflogis? He wants to bring a raya to Haflogis from Yemei HaChodesh. What do you mean? Yemei HaChodesh, there's no Machlekes. Everybody agrees by Yemei HaChodesh. That even if she misses the Yemei HaChodesh, she counts from the previous, she has to be Chodesh for the next Yemei HaChodesh, the one that she missed. She always kaveh for Gimel. Even if she misses Gimel, the next month she has to be Chodesh for Gimel. That's not a point of contention. How could Rav Papa bring a raya from Yemei HaChodesh to Haflogis? The whole Haflogis is only by Haflogis. The Shad is Haflogis like Yemei HaChodesh, or is it not like Yemei HaChodesh? But Yemei HaChodesh, everybody agrees. So how could Rav Papa bring a raya from Yemei HaKodesh to the Din of Aflos? Right now I'm not going to bring give an answer to this. It's not exactly clear what the answer is to this. Not such a... However, just to maybe take away a little bit of the Chiddush in Rav Papa, by Bimbavar, what exactly the Kudus HaChiddush of Rav Papa is. Now Rav Papa and Rav Huna had a machlokes in the case where she saw 22, 22, 22, and then Mamakom seeing 22, she saw 27. Now what's going to be the din if she didn't see 27 at all? She saw 22, 22, 22, and then she didn't see it all at all. Does she have to be choishish for the following 22, whether it's 44 days later or not? Chazanish nem zon kipshutoi, in the beginning of Pehei Aleph. It's not exactly clear. Pehei is a long simon. At the beginning, there was saying that some of the things that he wrote at the beginning, he was maybe choizer from at the end. He was masakin at the end. But at the beginning, he nem zon. It also doesn't say what it is that he's choizer. So you have to... But he nem zon the beginning, Pehei Ois Aleph. He nem zon that Enech Ram in such a case is poshut that even if one made the shoe is going to be masked and you have to be choizer for the next month. It's only in the case where you saw on day 27, so you set off your re'is, then the question is, do you count from 23 or do you count from 27? Now you're starting to know off on this. But if you haven't seen at all, you saw on day 22, 44, 30, 66, and she didn't see on day 88. Everybody's going to agree that she has to be choish for day 110. Not only that, that means even Rav Huna Breid Veshua that we pass on like. Not only that, this Kamat Mefurish in the Ramban, Ramban Daf Samach Dalet, the next sugya, Ramban learns, the Halacha L'Maaseh, that even Rav Huna Breid Veshua is maskim. Then in a case, this is a little less of a chiddush. He says, in a case where she didn't see bechlal, she was seeing every 20 days. She saw day 20, day 40, day 60. She didn't see day 80, but she saw day 100. So it's really 40 days after the time that she saw. Nevertheless, as a Ramban, even Rav Huna Breid Veshua is going to be maskim in such a case that you go for minyan haroi. Why? Because you see that she missed a time and she went to the next time. You see that she missed the 20 day, but she reset. It's like Lamashal. Maybe the summer season. What happens by the chicken? The bird arrived from the chicken. The chicken was supposed to lay an egg on Sunday, doesn't lay an egg on Monday. Lays an egg on Tuesday, doesn't lay an egg on Wednesday, lays an egg on Thursday. What happened? It didn't lay an egg on Thursday. So the question is, now holding by Friday, is it going to lay Friday and Shabbos, or is it going to lay Friday, not Shabbos? So this is Pasha. It's going to lay Friday, not Shabbos. Now what happens if it lays Friday and not Shabbos? So there's nothing to talk about. It laid on Friday and Shabbos, so we see that it went back to the way most of the times it does it, fine, in a chanami. But if I have a chocha brura, then it went back to its original thing. Kidim b'yikar enokta, not kidim b'yikar enokta. So, what's up, Menzazogim? It's raya fresh, it's raya brura, that's what's going to be. Lashon Yishva is that ma'isa b'chol yayim, we see that it doesn't do that. But if it does do it, in a chanami, then it's going to go back. So Mamel is such an isha. She saw 20, 20, 20. Then she didn't see for 20 days, and she saw 40. So what happened over here? We see, you're minin haroi naktinon. We go back from minin haroi. That's what Ramban says. Now this is a little different because this is talking about that she saw lamaiso. Post facto, she saw on day 40, so then I have to be choishish and say that she went back to it. The Taz and the Beis Yosef, they go in Kuf Pei Tes. Even if they go that not only that if she sees on day 40, they say even if you're before day 40 to be choishish for day 40, you also have to be choishish. A woman that has a ves kavua to see every 26 days. And now she's going a certain amount of oinus. She has to go 90 days, 3 oinus that she doesn't see to be able to be considered Mesulekis Dom. So if she has a Veskavur for our flaga, Pashtis after the first time that she goes past day 26, there's nothing to be Chesh for anymore. She's to be Chesh for 52, she doesn't have a flaga for 52, she only has a flaga for 26. So Pashtis, this din that you need to go 3 oinus to be Mesulekis Dom only applies if she has a Veskavur for Yemei HaChodesh. So she has to see every Gimel, so she has to go 3 months on Gimel that she doesn't see. But when you get to Aflaga, once she passes by the Aflaga of 26, the Aflaga of 30, and she doesn't see anymore, there's nothing to be Chesh for anymore. Next month, be Chesh for 60, that's not her Aflaga. Her Aflaga is 30, not 60. Says the Taz, like the Bessie said. No. By Aflaga, he says Aflaga is no different than Yemei HaChodesh. The same way that by Yemei HaChodesh, if she didn't see on Gimel this month, she has to be Chesh for Gimel next month. Look over here. She didn't see on day 30 this month, she has to be Chesh for day 30 next month. Why didn't she see on day 30? Something happened. Lashon of the Chazanish that in Ois Aleph, he says, Kinira, she was supposed to see, and the dam was supposed to come out. I mean, it's a dam shiya. Kara Mikra. I don't know. Maybe she was in a machmo. I don't know where she was, exactly what happened that the dam didn't come out. It didn't come out. But Mela, she reset, and she's going to see now in another 30 days. Mela, she always has to be chesh for the same 30 days. So what do we see in Halacha L'Maisa is that it's not so possible, even though we understand that Rav Papa is the Chiddush and Rav Huna B'Yehuda Yeshua is the Pashtus, even Rav Huna B'Yehuda Yeshua we see is going to be maskim in certain cases. In this case where she doesn't see Rav Zayin, then it can't say even he's maskim, then we go by Minin Aron. I she didn't see. Vice versa, that even Rav Huna B'Yehuda Yeshua is made to be Mikzas. Not only that, says the Chazar Nishnayim, what's going to be if she saw on Chav Beis and Chav Zayin? She didn't just see on Chav Zayin. She saw on day 22 and on day Chav Zayin. What's going to be then? Do you have to be Chayshish or not? It's possible. Even Rav Huna B'Yehuda Yeshua is going to be maskim. We'll say that the Chav Zayin is done by Mitzrayim or whatever it is. But in the Hanami, the day Chav Beis, once she's been seeing on day Chav Beis, so she saw on day Chav Zayin, that's done by Mitzrayim. I don't know why she saw extra dam that's been lying around. But Batsim, you're going to be, even he's going to be maskim, you're going to go from day Chav Beis. Aye, Lamaisa, if the whole var of Rav Huna B'Yehuda Yeshua is that a haflaga, every time she has a riyah, she starts the vest, she's mismalin and fetus, her dam starts again. So every time she's it's like a cup of water, something dripping into the water. So every time that she has a vest, she spills the entire cup and she starts, the water starts dripping in again. So what's it going to help that she saw on Day Chav Beis and Day Chav Zayin? If on Day Chav Zayin she spilled out the waters, that means she's going to start again on Chav Zayin. Why would he be maskim in such a case that we count from day 22? Lamaitza, she already spilled out the water again on Day Chav Zayin. The whole vart of Haflaga is that you always start again. There's no svar to starting to count from Chav Zayin. This Nakuda is a massive machlokes Gebayit on Ramban. Ramban says that if a woman sees on just Akdama for the sugya, we're going to leave it with this. The Ramban says that if a woman sees on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and then she sees on Chof Nisan, and then she sees on, and then she doesn't see on Rish Chodesh Iyar, she has to be Choshesh for Chof, she has to be Choshesh for Rish Chodesh Iyar because she saw on Rish Chodesh Nisan. If she doesn't see on Rish Chodesh Iyar, then she has to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar, because that's 20 days of a 20 day Haflaga. And if she doesn't, and then, oh, and she has to be chesh for chaf year as yimei chodesh. The question is, why did the Ramban say if she doesn't see on Rish Chodesh, then she has to be chesh for tes l'chodesh? And let's say she did see on Rish Chodesh year, then she wouldn't have to be chesh for tes l'chodesh. What do you mean? What happened to the aflaga? What happened to the aflaga of chaf yom? What's the difference that she saw on Rish Chodesh? The Maisi is called a aflaga of chaf yom. As the effect of Beis upon the Ramban. The Ramban, he gives the shtickle Torah why you don't have to be chesh anymore. He says because if you saw it in this Rosh Chodesh and that Rosh Chodesh, you have two Rosh Chodeshim, shows you that vice versa, you're going past the Rosh Chodeshim, not past the Aflaga. But Batim is not just to say that you should have Aflaga. And that's how the Taz goes, that's how the Dakamisha goes, that's how. Except for the Shach. The Shach comes up with this Chodesh and he says, no, what are you talking about? Once a woman, if the woman's going to see on Rosh Chodesh, so then she poured out the cup, she starts again. She doesn't have Aflaga of 20 anymore. She starts again. Roy Rum Shall Achrainim, come on, go. Then in a Hanami, it's not sure to have a flog in the middle. Once you have a flog, it's not sure. The fact that you're in the middle can sign that it's not Riker. Why? Because we see that you go Mbasar Haflogis. Really, if you look at the Ramban at the end of the Sugya, that's Pashas how the Ramban goes. Ramban learns that it's shaykh to have. A woman saw a Rish Chodesh and Hela Chodesh, and Rish Chodesh and Hela Chodesh, and Hela Chodesh. So he says, what's our Haflogis over here? He says, Rish Chodesh to Rish Chodesh is one Haflog of 30 days. And Hela Chodesh to Hela Chodesh is another flag of 30 days. But really, it could be Kaveh Avest. Or then maybe there's another one. It could be the Rabban Shitasa, how many flags you need. The question is, how could you count from Aleph to Aleph and Hey to Hey? What happened from Aleph to Hey? She saw an Aleph and Hey, an Aleph and Hey. So from Aleph to Hey is not a flag of 30 days, it's a flag of 4 days. And then from Hey to Aleph is a flag of 26 days. Where did you get it from? You could have a vice list that even a re in between, Lav Dafke is a Riker. Lav Dafke is Mafkia from the Shas of Aflaga. Closes for the oil. Mamshech the Sugya, Beis Hashem will see the Hamshech in the end of the Sugya here on the Daf Samach Daf.